Among the many things Babe Ruth gave millions of kids, as well as his teammates, during his career, is inspiration. Now, Waite Hoyt tells a story about the Babe's qualities of leadership.
But you take Ruth, I have known that he would win from 4 to 5 games a year for us. Maybe that's putting it a little much. We'll say 3 or 4, but he, at other times, would get on base by the same medium with 2 out. And the third baseman playing over towards shortstop the way they used to play him, that he would bunt, even with 2 out, to score the winning run from third base instead of swinging. In other words, he would sacrifice. The thing he was being paid for was to hit home runs, and that's with what he established his reputation on, that he would bunt with 2 out to bring home a run from third base. As a consequence, we'd have a fellow like Ben Pascal on the 27 Yankees who could play left-handed pitching, sent up as a pinch hitter, and on 2 or 3 occasions during the season as a pinch hitter with 2 out and the infield playing very deep, and Pascal, one of the fastest running right-handed batters I've seen in a long while, would drop a bunt down the third baseline, a 2-out squeeze play, and in would come the run, and they wouldn't get Pascal to first base. He drew his confidence, he drew his strength and confidence from the performance of Ruth. You understand? Or in the clubhouse, or on a train, if we were going to a town wherein we had to play the Philadelphia Athletics in a tough series. Let me describe for you that in the 1928, when we lost a 13-game lead, and we had to play the Athletics of Simmons, Bach, Grobe, Earnshaw, Wahlberg, Cochran, and all that gang over Labor Day, and play them a doubleheader Labor Day afternoon, and thereon we thought hung the pennant, and this was a great Philadelphia team, make no mistake about it. And when it came around to playing this doubleheader that afternoon, Mark Koenig, our shortstop, was so nervous about the whole affair that he was out at 11 o'clock in the morning batting a tennis ball up into the grandstand and having the people throw it back to him. He was batting fungos to the spectators. Well, the grandstand was filled by 11 o'clock in the morning, and they didn't allow anybody up beyond 145th Street on that particular day. And so Ruth, he's up there. He comes in the clubhouse, and he's kidding around, and Koenig was a great friend of his. Where is Koenig? He's out there batting balls around. So Ruth went out and said to Koenig, "What's the matter, you nuts?" And Koenig said, "No, he's just out here having some fun." And Ruth said, "What are you doing with the tennis ball?" He said he was playing. I think there were some championship matches out at Forest Hills at that particular time. And Koenig made some insignificant reference to the fact that he should be playing at Forest Hills or some darn fool thing. So Ruth took him by the ear and led him off the field, and then kidded him all the way to the clubhouse. And Ruth managed to instill in the ballplayers something beyond his own performance, so that it was inculcated in the minds of the ballplayers that they could, with the presence of the big guy and with the presence of Gehrig, perhaps, and that all of us possessing an ability which we learned to believe in, that we believe that we were the best and that we were able to win. And we beat the Philadelphia Athletics, the doubleheader on Labor Day afternoon. Bob Musil hit a home run with the bases loaded in one game, and Ruth won the other game with a home run. And as a consequence, I don't know how to explain it to you beyond that.